a quote from this is their submission that you should be aware of. This is Engineers Ireland's submission to the department, or sorry, to the Committee for Housing last year, and it's going to quote directly from it. This is their submission. And what they said was some engineers, this is, you know, what is it now, 10 months ago? So they said some engineers are of the opinion that IS-465 is not fit for purpose as long as it does not consider sulphide oxidation in Donegal defective blockwork, and the standard should be updated based on available research. Updated guidance on acceptable thresholds for free mica and sulphide levels should be provided. That's 10 months ago. I'm just going to also quote from the evidence that they gave last week at the start of the meeting before we'd even started to probe the matters with them. So what they've said is that the completion of this review, this is of IS-465, is both essential and urgent, especially given the requirement of engineers employed by the Housing Agency pursuant to Section 12 of the Remediation of Dwellings Damaged by the Use of Defective Concrete Blocks Regulations 2023 to address an indication of the potential for future deterioration of retained blocks. I could go on, but essentially it was very, very clear that they have profound concerns about IS-465. So I want to ask you directly, Mr. Rafferty, do you agree that this enhanced defective concrete block grant scheme, when the government say that it is a multi-billion redress scheme, the largest redress scheme in the history of the state, do you agree with that statement, that they are both realities?
Well, I can't comment whether it's the largest redress in the state, but it's a very, very significant scheme, absolutely.
Previous Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, said that.
Okay.
Largest redress scheme in history. Yeah. So does it concern you that the largest redress scheme in the history of the state, potentially going to reach multi-billions, is based on desktop studies, not on peer-reviewed science? That's what IS-465. Does that concern you, that people are being asked to rebuild their homes based on a desktop study?
Two things, and I'll ask John to come in. He's more qualified to talk on this, but I fundamentally wouldn't accept that it's based solely on a desktop study, but that's I'll pass to John, who can probably...
Pass to John, can you tell me what peer-reviewed science IS-465 is based on?
IS-465 was developed originally in 2018, I believe. I can't personally know, but I'll ask John to come in there.
Yeah, I suppose the development of IS-465 arises from a recommendation of the report of the expert panel on concrete blocks, and NSAI were tasked to come together and develop a protocol for diagnosis and categorisation of dwellings. And that committee was representative of those that are involved in concrete technology. The department sat on that group and other experts in their fields, as well as representation from homeowners groups. A review of the technical knowledge available at the time was conducted, and within that group of a committee, there's precedent for similar protocols that would have informed the pirate remediation scheme. IS-398 would have been a very successful tool in terms of getting a common position in an approach as to how you would diagnose these dwellings. So based on the evidence and the technical knowledge available at that point in time, the consensus was reached that this IS-465 was the state-of-the-art standard to be applied.
Why, in your opinion, John, do you think that that panel at that time ruled out pyrrhotite or sulphate attacks, iron sulphate attacks? Why was that ruled out and excluded from IS-465 when evidence of the existence of this deleterious material was known about in the state for a significant period of time before that?
I don't believe anything was ruled out, to be honest with you.
But why was it left out of the IS-465?
It wasn't left out. The iron sulphides are included in 465 insofar as they commonly apply in County Mayo.
Why not in terms of Donegal? I'm referring specifically to pyrrhotite now, not pyrite, pyrrhotite.
Yeah, I suppose the emergence of the questions around pyrrhotite came much later after the publication of the standard. In fact, it would have probably been the summer of 2021 when, due to the application of 465 with a common protocol for testing and diagnosis, that a body of evidence presented itself, and that would have came from petrographers and those that were involved in laboratory services that where previously what was available in 2017, you know, would have been the emergence of homeowners' issues that they had engaged with particular laboratories at the time, and the science had evolved substantially since then. In fact, in April of 2021, you know, once the IS465 protocol had become stable, the department, through our partners GSI, the Geological Survey Ireland, commissioned an open call for research, fulfilling a commitment from the report of the expert panel to go and improve knowledge on defective concrete blocks, deleterious materials. A substantial amount of money was made available to fund research, but there was nothing that came forward from anybody, particularly with respect to concrete blocks or pyrrhotite.
Does it concern you that if you follow the logic of the existing scheme, and indeed if you look at the Q&A on the department website, it essentially assures people that the foundations are fine and that you can rebuild your new home on the existing foundations, despite international evidence that the existence of pyrrhotite in foundations, I'm thinking particularly of North America, does mean that those foundations have to come out. And do you not think, so that's number one, that there's an assurance that they'll be fine, but do you not think it's utterly reckless not to even test those foundations to verify if there's the existence of and you'll know I'm referring to various parts of North America where there have been schemes to remove the foundations where pyrrhotite existed and replace them. Do you not think it's reckless to persist now with insisting that you don't test the foundations when there's that experience in North America, but also internationally peer-reviewed evidence that pyrrhotite is now the dominant issue, particularly in my home county in Donegal? Is that not reckless to continue to insist on that?
I think what we have to take into account is the commitment that we have to explore the issue in its entirety. Some research has been published, but there's several components of research that is going to present itself in the coming weeks, and including accelerated agent tests that are conducted by the same research framework partners. When that body of evidence presents itself in the round, and some work that the Housing Agency are also conducting in terms of visual assessment of foundations and keeping in mind the condition of those foundations in their current state forms part of their decision-making process to reassure themselves that the damage that is manifesting itself is not consistent with foundation failure. I don't want to prejudge any isolated piece of research when the full facts are not available to us, but they will be available shortly. NSCI have given a commitment to take that on board in terms of their consideration of an amendment 465 with the knowledge that is available to them.
So, John, my final question in relation to this subject matter, I want to talk about 100% redress, as stated here in your opening statement in a second, Mr. Rafferty. But in terms of the quandary we're in now, and you would have seen the evidence last week, Engineers Ireland confirmed that you have one set of qualified engineers working for homeowners, and they have recommended option one, full demolition. In considerable number of cases, that's been overruled now by also eminently qualified engineers that are working for the Housing Agency. The difference is, And, you know, I had this exchange with Engineers Ireland last week. One set of engineers are not indemnified. The other set of engineers are. I'm referring to the engineers who work for the housing agencies. They're indemnified. And they are following to the letter the current IS465. Do you not accept that it is extremely dangerous, particularly for the reputation of these set of engineers, that they are forced to adhere to a standard that it seems to me nobody has any confidence in now, IS465? And emerging scientific evidence, overwhelming emerging scientific evidence, suggests so the housing agency engineers, who are eminently qualified, I don't question their bona fides for one second, they are overruling colleagues, peer colleagues, fellow members of Engineers Ireland. I mean, it's not a disturbing scenario that we are in.
I think what one of the features of the enhanced scheme involves the central decision-making process as a strength to having a unified approach to dealing with the issue at hand. In the situation that you describe, if a homeowner is, or a homeowner's engineer is not satisfied with the decision of the housing agency, that decision can be appealed.
Yeah. But I think you would accept, John, that, and indeed I could see the discomfort of Mr. Damien Owens, who is speaking for Engineers Ireland, when I put to him the scenario that you have one set of eminently qualified engineers disagreeing with another set of eminently qualified engineers. One set are not indemnified. One set do not have confidence in IS465, therefore are recommending option one. And the other set, because they're duty-bound, they're employees of the state, they must follow the letter of the law. And the law, like, nobody believes this law is going to remain, either whether we get an interim ruling from the National Standards Authority of Ireland or we get a final determination. Nobody believes that the current standard is going to stay in place, and nobody has any confidence in it. And it's a huge dilemma. So, John, just to get your sense on that. I mean, I just think it's an awful scenario. I really do, you know, where you have professionals who are, they are protected by the state, so they won't face a challenge. But I have to assume that they're deeply uncomfortable overruling colleagues based on a standard that nobody has any confidence in.
I think what we share, a concern of Engineers Ireland, is that the review is carried out as quickly as possible, and that I suppose when all of the evidence is presented, that there will be a matching of people's expectations as to what the outcomes may come as a result of that. That's as much as I could say on the matter.
Okay. Well, thanks, and I appreciate your answers, John. Thank you.